Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofkin. When the moon shines down, give me moonlight. Is it my sweet 17 or just the eve of when I came to America? Love comes a-stealing when someone has your number. But if I rat-a-tat-tat to my bibliophile, then I'm sure to get that pretty baby doll from Paris. Joining us are the usual fancy frees, including Kevin Tinkle Inkle Inkle Jager.
Oh my God, that's literally the perfect one for me. Thank you, sir.
Honestly, I was looking for a musical with the word free in it, and I saw the words Tinkle Inkle Inkle as like one of the first songs. I'm like, oh, I have to do this for
Absolutely.
Kevin. Kimberly, our A Cocktail of Flowers game master, an unofficial babysitter for the hour, and it seems like I picked the right one for you. That wine
you
bottle
did.
Is pretty fire.
Wow.
With us today is a trio of talented people whose Venn diagram circles all converge around Freestyle Love Supreme. Let's give a big, broad, wasted welcome to friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
Anissa Folger, Ella Sangela, Milady. Welcome.
Thank you. We're
Welcome.
So excited to be here, friends.
Cheers.
We're
cheers
so to happy
everybody.
To have you. Cheers.
Can we start it with a cheers?
Always.
Yeah, yeah absolutely. Cheers.
Clink. Make the clink noise.
Clink. Look each other in the Zoom eyes.
Oh.
It's bad luck if we don't all look each other in the Zoom eyes at the same time.
I'm just going to look directly into my camera. We all should just look into our cameras. you know what? Let's go off. Let's start with that. What are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
This cocktail was crafted by the one and only Jay Jealous Ellis. What is it made of, Jay?
Well, this evening we're going to take you on a little bit of a smoky moment. We're also going to add a little bit of sweet to zest you right on up. Ooh. And some spicy on top. And what I mean by that is we're doing mango mezcal margaritas with a little bit of a ginger simple syrup and some tahine rim. Aye, aye, aye.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Also, new catchphrase. Aye, aye, aye.
Like Delilah, but like Ooh. Southwest inspired.
Delilah.
I'm in Mexico, Delilah.
Girl, you just became the Gila.
But really, folks, it's absolutely incredible. Yeah. The taste that is happening in my mouth. Thank you, Jay. What are you all drinking?
Yes.
Delilah, you first.
I'm drinking a sensible red. I'm drinking a Malbec from Argentina.
Oh,
I brought a Malbec.
Argentina. Mm-hmm. I have a very floral looking wow. rosé.
I've seen that
from
in store
Wolfer.
So many times.
Did Lil Nas X wear that to the Met Gala last night?
This exact bottle. I caught him in it.
Yes.
It's called Summer in a Bottle because it is summertime, just for a few more days.
You gotta drink me the right way.
And I already need a refill, so welcome to my night.
Well, here we go.
I'm drinking from the Cape May Brewing Company, Tan Limes, which is a Mexican-style lager with sea salt and lime mixed in.
Oh,
I'm not gonna,
bougie. Cape May Theater, shout out. I didn't ever work there, just auditioned a lot.
Ooh, get him an audition. Someone better pick him.
Thanks for the callbacks, I suppose.
Your beer can looks like a fake movie set beer can. Like one of the, that would be like one of the
You're not
Avengers.
Drinking beer, you'll...
Absolutely.
You're lying.
This is right out of all that thing you do at Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
I thought you were talking about the movie That Thing You Do.
Yeah, yeah. I was.
You doing that thing you do, breaking my heart into a million pieces, like you always do.
I love that movie.
Wow.
So yeah. Such a good movie. And now the Oneaters. We're the wonders. Like a record.
I'll just quote the whole thing. And a TikTok the other day was like naming underrated like movies no one ever talks about from the 90s. That thing you do. And I was like, no. That is everyone's favorite film. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who is the man? Like, who is like the like lead actor that everyone crushed on?
I think it's the guy with the brows that was kind of the asshole.
What's his name?
The drummer. It's the drummer, Shades.
Yeah, he was hot.
He's also from the Mandy Moore vehicle.
He was like the leading. I'm like, I don't even know who the drummer is.
It's like a boy band film. So it's giving Temptations.
Oh, I see. I see.
Temptations, baby. No, I mean like movie wise.
It's giving Beach Boys, honey. It's given.
So his name, the actor's name is Guy Everett, Tom Everett Scott. Tom Everett Scott's the name of the actor. And if you ever watch ER, he played Maura Tierney's bipolar brother.
That's hot. Oh.
No?
I felt like you just made a chair levitate. What did you say? Maura Tierney. That was like a magic saying.
Kayla just looked him up. And she goes, him?
No.
No, maybe.
No, not him.
I don't know. This guy's kind of hot, too.
Just for the people that are listening on the audio medium.
So it's Guy Fieri's bipolar. What?
Yes.
That is a black man, baby.
Flavortown.
Amazing.
They're both from Flavortown.
Okay. Okay, so the podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
Guys, no, I just this did is notice it. Something. You're like, this is the podcast. Yeah. I did notice something, though. There is a disparity amongst the group because we're all drinking at different alcohol ratios. I personally didn't watch a Jay mix together this drink, but I think it's more than 4.5%.
Yeah. Sure.
So I think that in the future, what could help is just really having a standard. Like this week, we're doing whatever you want to drink, but it's got to be 7% or higher.
So here's a story for you. Our sponsor once gave us canned wine, and we were like, this is so great. But like, we were also thinking like, cool, it's like, you know, a normal, like it's a can, like you're just like, can you drink a can of beer or whatever? I drank four of them to myself. Each one was a half a bottle. So I stood up and I was
glass of canned wine.
No.
Yeah, I drank four cans of canned wine, two bottles of wine in like an hour, and I stood up and I immediately sat back down.
Yeah, so did you guys ever think about getting Four Loko to sponsor you? How about that?
No, it's not even the same anymore, let's be honest.
It doesn't have the caffeine anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Four Loko. I came out to people three times on that night. I came out. I went back into back in the closet and came out again. Thanks, Four Loko of a Cinco de Mayo.
No, you should be sponsored now. That's really beautiful.
I mean, yeah. I found out who I was. I denied it, and then I found it again. Like, what's it like?
That's
one of those apostles, right? Which one?
Yeah, that's your three, four, five night. Three outs, Four Lokos, and Cinco de Mayo.
Nerds.
Math joke.
Though we are not drinking the same volume. Oh yeah.
Hey,
I'm drinking faster than you.
Yes.
You're right. Not only does alcohol content have it, but the speed in which you drink it really changes what's going on.
Also, yes,
this is
to have
not
dinner.
My first.
I was almost hiccuping. I was trying to keep it in.
You have your own bottle as well, so that's impressive.
Yeah, right?
And Lil Nas X is topless right now, so go, girl.
He's swimming. He's
So, what are your guys' favorite musicals?
Yeah. Oh, Kayla, start. We already could answer this for her.
Kayla's answer is Wicked.
It's true. I love it. I saw it when I was in the sixth grade. It was a surprise by my brother and my sister-in-law. And honestly, it was so nice because at that point too, you know, he was my older brother. We didn't hang out that much and he gave me a surprise. And where did we go? On Wicked. And guess what? Fun fact, my best friend, my first best friend ever in fifth grade, when I switched schools, He's now on Wicked. So I love it.
On Wicked, baby. He's on the dragon.
More.
He rides down in the beginning.
Actually,
if you didn't know,
actually, he lives on the Gershwin.
You know, this is how you know that I'm from Long Island.
She's on Long Island.
That's
as well.
Literally why you. Yeah. It's because you don't go in or to. You're on Long Island. So if we're anywhere, but also if you're on Broadway, why can't I be on Wicked?
But you're online.
I love it.
Right.
Online.
But
on
what if you're online? What if you're online, like in a queue?
Yeah, so what if you're standing in a queue? What are you?
My brain's exploding. But so I also have to tell a secret. I'm not like these folks are like Broadway people. You know what I mean? Like, I am really learning so much more about it. So who knows? Maybe I'll go see Princess Diana, the musical, and that will be my favorite musical. You know?
So you're going to have to, you could also watch it on Netflix to get a feel for it October 1st.
When does that come out?
Only if I can October wear a Shake 1st. And Go Pixie wig to see it.
Like yeah, you do whatever you want at home.
Yes.
No, I want to. I want to go there.
Yeah.
Wait, just start cosplaying to go see shows, but you haven't seen the show yet. Just like a guess at the costume.
Yeah, they're like all of that. You know, everywhere you're reading, they're like, we should be able to wear jeans and hoodies and wear what you want to Broadway. I'm like, fine. Can I do costumes as well?
Yeah, your hot dog costume to Chicago was way off.
Yeah. You know, I dressed out like a baseball for that one as well. Yeah.
Mom,
when I dress up like a Chicago, like the hot dog, Mama Morton tried to eat me. That was weird.
So, Kayla, do you remember who your Glinda and Elphaba were?
I went when it was Christine. It was the good one, you know, the one that everyone knows.
Oh, you mean Kristen the black Chenoweth. One that's coming to Broadway? Come on, black.
That's awesome.
I think I saw Kristen. You know what? Again, I'm not a Broadway person. I'm just going to say
just
that
curious
mine
if you remembered.
Was... Mine, I do remember actually. It was Reba McEntire as the Good Witch, and it was Madonna from the 80s with the pointy bra as the.
Yeah. In the past, though my life is fading fast, who I am is who I want to be.
Guys, all right, so I'm.
No one mourns the wicked.
People who may not actually see the video don't understand that Jay, Anissa, and I are in the same room. And now that we are actually starting this podcast, I'm seeing that maybe this is. Not a good idea.
Because I took the microphone from Jay to help.
You know, we're trying our best over here.
Oh, this is great.
What's
your
so
favorite Broadway play?
Being in person.
Oh, my favorite. Anissa, you should go before me. I do know mine, though.
Sure.
My favorite Broadway musical ever is The King and I. But for sentimental reason, it's like the musical that I fell in love with before I knew like musicals were musicals. I mean, you know, like we all knew Disney movies, you know, but like
sure.
A musical, my mom and I will watch The King and I. So like that was what I fell in love with. The classic movie, intermission, 15-minute countdown on the screen and all, like it was, that's it. So that's like my favorite, but like my favorite as an actualized adult, Passing Strange. It actually is one of those musicals that changed my life. It like sent me to Europe. It like, you know, like it was amazing.
Were you in this play?
I was. I wasn't in the Broadway run, but I was in the off-Broadway premiere. And it was cool. We got to work with
I think you mean you were on the off-Broadway premiere.
On. Thank you. But it was one of those like educational premieres, which was great. Like my program was really good at getting cool stuff for us to work on. Shout out to V Bus, Vicky Bussard, and the BW Baldwin Wallace program folk. We worked on that back in the day, and like Stu and Heidi came in. It was fun. But the irony was that it was like already my favorite musical, and then we got to do it, which was crazy. And then I never worked again. No,
but you just love it.
Right, this Anissa. Is hard for me, I gotta say.
Anissa's getting
it's
nervous.
It's like when someone asks me what's my favorite song right now, I don't, you know, it's hard for me to answer that. I feel like I've been influenced by so many musicals and so many things that I'll be in the mood for something. Like, this is my favorite at this moment. This is my favorite at this moment. I will say that the first musical I ever saw on Broadway was at the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Never saw Wicked, never saw Lion King. New York girl. I blame my parents honestly, if you want to contact them, you can call them at 7. Just I think it's messed up, but whatever. I guess I can go do those things myself now.
If anyone's listening from Wicked, we can take a pair of tickets for you. It's no big deal. If you need to fill
Girl,
a seat or
Kayla,
two.
We know people in Wicked. We don't have to do that.
Hi, is anyone out there that knows Wicked?
You just said your best friend from fifth grade.
Does anyone know Wicked?
I know we haven't talked since fifth grade when you were my best friend.
I know you have.
I know. I saw his boyfriend.
They're friends. But yeah, I will say.
Just do a ticket trade-off. Just be like, I'm going to get you and your man to FLS. You get me and my friend to, you know.
Yeah. Hey, don't let the backdoor secrets of Broadway work like that. We can't let people know how it works. Hey, you give me two Hades towns. I'll throw in a freestyle Love Supreme and a Lion King.
No. You got to give me 1.5 Hades towns. That's a big one.
Okay, and I just wanted to say that I think, yeah, it's getting real chaotic over here. I think that it's important to mention that seeing in the Heights is kind of what led me onto the path I'm literally at right now. Just because cool. I saw that show, like I wasn't really seeing myself in the musicals. It's a white medium. Where we at, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I saw In the Heights, I was like, I'm from New York. I know these people. These people are in my neighborhood. These are my friends. I go to school with them. Like
with my, the people.
Right. So it was just, I saw New York on stage and I was like, oh, we're rapping in musicals now. Things are really changing. That is what led me to become a fan of that show. I saw it a bunch of times. I found out about Freestyle Supreme. I went to go see that show. I was like, I want to be in this. I went to study musical theater.
Look at her now.
And then like, here we, you know, stuff happened. And now I meet these wonderful people. And
literally,
you
know. Anissa has pictures of the first time that she met Lynn. And she looks so, no offense, but so dweeby. Like,
Anissa, so say the
and
words
now,
that you said when you met Lynn.
What
did
you say?
I don't remember.
How does Jay know then?
I was like, I don't know. What did I say?
You told me you said, she said, hi, Anissa. And you said, hi, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
When I met him on Broadway.
Yeah. You're full. He's
I
the full
did say
name.
That. I was scared. Kayla was like, just go talk to him. I was like, I'm just meeting this man for the first time today, and we're about to do a show together. Like, it's wild.
That's and why you have to say hi.
He came over. He was like, what's up? It's so good to meet you. I've heard so much. I was like, whoa, chill out. He's a very friendly guy.
Well, he's the nicest guy.
I found a Facebook status from 2008 that said, I will be Benny and In the Heights. So I don't know. But it just felt topical. I'm going to drink some more.
Cheers, everybody. That was the Freestyle Love Supreme members' favorite Broadway show.
Yay!
Wow, good job, everyone.
Should we play our first game, Kimberly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hard or easy to begin? Let's just go with a game that I completely ripped off from a short form improv troupe my husband used to be in. And so
the electric slide.
Oh, the electric slide. Improvers call it Dirty Hand Randy. We call it Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
I know this game.
Oh, you listen to my
I don't.
Work.
How do we play?
Everyone has two hands and in front of you a table or your own hard body. So put those hands down. Perfect. Choose any hard body in the room with consent. Then it's a category game.
Just touching herself. Are you okay with that?
Okay. Kevin, I'm sorry, touching you and hear it. Perfect. It's a category game in rapid fire. When we are all in person, there's usually a beat underneath of it, but this is on Zoom, so there is not, because there's quite a lag. But the three of you can have a beat if you'd like.
If you could do a beat, that'd be great.
She could do a beat for everyone.
We can try.
Yeah,
and with the Zoom lag, we might lose. Yeah. But basically, it's a category game. So say your favorite color, or not favorite color. Say the category is colors. We would go around. If the first person like repeats the color red, then a hand goes up. Or if you take too long to say it, a hand goes up. If you have two hands up, so when one hand is up, that's your dirty hand. If you have two hands up, you are out. Done. And we play till someone wins.
Got it.
If you get out, you get to pick the category for the next group. Since we're on Zoom and we're all in a different order, we should discuss what order we are in the game.
That's a greater order.
Yeah. We used to call this Big Booty where I was growing up in theater.
It's similar to Big Booty, but I, wait.
With the thing, right? And you say the category.
That's like Big Booty number one, Big Booty number...
Oh, yeah.
So I played Big Booty. Right,
but close, but it was like the clapping and then you do categories. Yeah.
Not even close.
Just making stuff up.
I just want to say Big Booty. Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Category is people with big butts.
For any of the listeners at home, as this game doesn't work, it is no one else's fault but our own fault. Please blame the members of FLS for this.
Someone named the category. Right?
I'm ready.
You would keep a beat, but
I'm ready.
It's hard because
yeah, usually there's just like a "We Will Rock You" beat underneath, and like on the clap you say like yellow.
Be like this.
Oh yeah.
And then you just say colors. Like, let's say it's colors. I could be like blue. That's it? Okay, word.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're ready now.
Let's do a practice round of colors, and we'll say that the order goes, let's go, three people in one square is really tripping up my circle in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
easy.
No, okay, here, we're going to go this way. We'll go Brian, me, Jay, Anissa, Kayla, Kevin, Brian, me, Jay, Anissa, Kayla.
Kayla,
Kevin,
Brian,
Kimber,
Anissa, Kayla.
Wow, that game was so fun, you guys.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That's good.
That's the game. That's it. The first category is everyone in this Zoom.
Whoa, we nailed it.
I also love that Kimberly is just me.
She's the main character.
Yeah, this is her story.
That was main character vibes.
We're actually in the meta chorus of the background in her brain. We're actually dressed as the Lil Nas X rosé bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My like muses in the back, just in the bottle swimming.
Oh my gosh, what's the name of this musical?
I don't know. A Floral Moment.
Ooh. What?
Thank you. For the first time in my life, I Googled what are good categories for a category game.
Because that. Improv, baby.
The levels of
and wow, these are bad.
I used to play a game called Tutti Frutti.
Ooh. Yeah.
The pool game. And PG, my category PG, would all... mine. It's PG-13. Okay. My go-to since I've been 6 years old is Types of Monsters.
Oh, that's a good one. We've never used Types of Monsters before. Let's start with types of monsters.
Examples of monsters. Like, it can be like a specific monster.
Like, I don't want to say in words because if I say word, right, it could be like a whole genre of monsters.
A genre.
Or it could be a specific person who's a monster.
Rectangles and squares.
Exactly. Right. I'll put an oval in there too. I don't care.
Where to put it?
Yeah, I'm like Glenn Close if she wasn't fed properly.
Now, is this a rapping game or are we just saying?
Speaking. As fast as you can after the next person speaks. Kevin, would you like to start this one? And then we will sort of end with Kayla and continue with the circle.
Got it.
I don't know why I decided that, but I felt like you hadn't talked in a while, so you get to go first.
All right, I'll go first. Types of monsters, I'll say werewolves.
I will say vampires.
I will say mummies.
Mm.
I have to say one first.
Me.
It's Kimberly's.
Oh, I made me.
Oh my God.
I'm Jay.
Types of monsters. Me. dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Mummies.
Mm-hmm. Gargoyles. Mm-hmm. Brujas.
Ooh.
That's a witch in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Cyclops?
Mm-hmm.
Ogres.
Mm-hmm.
Banshee.
Oh.
Pookas.
Medusa. Like the shell?
Like P-O-O-K-A.
Yeah.
Like the Hulu. Yeah, Google Hulu and then Google Pooka.
Okay.
I've seen the Pooka movies.
It's Irish, I think.
It's a little bit of Irish.
I said Medusa.
Because you like that song. Gargoyle.
It's actually gargoyles. Gargoyle.
You said gargoyle? Oh, yeah. I got a dirty hand.
Yes, and now you get to pick the next category.
Yeah.
Okay. And we already used your favorite.
For a real category, real round.
This is
a... Yeah. Only when you get out, like, practice. Take a sip of your drink what? And make it.
I'm sorry if anyone can see my face. I'm offended. Types of Monsters is a great category that for a real nice. Round. But
that was a first. That was a broad-waisted first. It was awesome.
So I don't have a dirty hand?
No, you do.
No, you do.
No, I do. It wasn't a practice round, but thanks for trying. Okay, I'm going to let you two. I did pick the last one, and even though I did lose, I feel like it's good to share the wealth.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Disney Channel original movies.
Yes.
Okay. Ready. Right. Who goes first now?
Brian.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to stub it. I'm going to start with The Descendants 2.
Wow. Ooh. Okay, it's Gen Z.
Smart House.
We watch them for the podcast.
Kimberly, what'd you say?
Smart House.
Xenon the Zequel.
Ooh.
Cheetah Girls. Mm-hmm. One.
Ooh. Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off. Because you know I have a crush on him.
The Color of Friendship.
High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Mm-hmm. The Lizzie McGuire Movie. Mm.
The 13th Year.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Cheetah Girls 2. I mean,
yo, I'll give it to you, but that's
that
lame.
That counts.
Okay, fine. Brink. Also had a crush on him. If you're out there.
Halloween Town.
Oh, of course. She's a mom now.
What?
The girl is a yeah, Marnie. Is that her name? She's a mom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. High School Musical.
Motocrossed.
Oh, ooh. I had a crush on him too.
Alley Cat Strike Back.
Oh.
Okay.
Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge.
Ooh, come on, hyphenated. Colonized.
Camp Rock.
Ooh. Oh, good one.
Demi, I hope you're okay.
I know. Also, I hate to do it, but Camp Rock 2.
It's okay.
It I'll give it to you, but you know how we feel.
I know, I did that.
The Descendants 3.
Again, give it to you.
The Even Stevens Movie.
Of course.
Luck of the Irish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My Date with the President's Daughter.
Oh.
Yes.
What a rich.
My Date with the President's Daughter. That just came back to me.
Yeah, it's true.
Full Court Miracle.
Nice.
Yeah. Come on. He turns into a leprechaun. Is this
no, that's Luck of the Irish.
That should be a second right hand, but we're gonna let it go.
Oh man.
We don't need to know the plot.
No.
The Wizards of Waverly Place Movie.
Ooh.
That wasn't a movie.
It went to Hawaii.
Oh, then yeah, that's a movie. Why do they always go to Hawaii if it's in the movie?
Even Stevens went to Hawaii too.
It's like the Brady Bunch movie.
Oh yeah. Okay. That Brady Bunch movie is spectacular. No more sequels, just The Descendants.
Okay, you know what? I'll give it to you again, but frowned upon.
Kimberly?
Perfect. And this is where me not having the Disney Channel till I was in high school gives me a dirty hand.
No. Honestly, thank goodness because I had
left was the Proud Family.
No, it's still more. Wish Upon a Star.
Honestly,
I remember.
I didn't think we were going to get this far, so great job.
Yeah, honestly.
What's the one with Tyra Banks as the doll? Is that Disney Channel?
Not a Disney original, I don't think. I owned it on VHS, so I don't think so.
I didn't.
Disney Channel movie.
Friends.
On 13 ABC.
I think of the way that we could really wrap this part of this Disney Channel game is to all, with our drinks, do the, hey, this is Kaylin, you're watching Disney Channel. And then you know the thing where they take the wand and they make
and the
Disney thing?
The name with
we're going to all do that right now. So everyone say your name and then thanks for watching Disney Channel on three. Ready? One, two, three. Hi, this is
Brian Plofsky. Thanks for watching Disney Channel.
Chaotic.
Cheers.
Chaotic.
Cheers.
That was the first. I never had the Disney Channel.
But it's because I'm drunk now.
Really? You did very well then.
Good job, everyone.
Well, only because we watched all of these for the podcast.
So we finished our drink. I think we need a refill. I'm going to get that.
So what do we do in this situation?
A refill. Because
we need to make a whole thing. No, I'm just going to get the wine.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, get the wine.
So Kimberly picks the next.
I'll pick the next category. As I think of things, let's go through this awful list that I found.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. I have found it mostly because I want to hear Brian and Kevin do this. I will reiterate the term rapid fire to the game. Mm-hmm.
I guess that wasn't really rapid, was it?
But I bring you the category though. of sandwiches.
Types of sandwiches?
Okay. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Okay.
I like sandwiches.
Ones that exist. You can't just be like, yeah, make up your own recipe.
Okay, word.
Got it.
I'm with
it.
Like, terms for sandwiches.
I got it.
Great. I will start with my hometown classic, the cheesesteak.
Yeah, Phil. Mm. Torta.
Oh, what is it?
Torta.
Mm-mm.
BLT.
Okay, good. I was scared you were going to take mine. Rapid fire, guys. Bacon and cheese.
A Cuban.
Grilled cheese.
Turkey club.
Euro.
Turkey burger.
The naked chicken chalupa.
A chicken Caesar sandwich.
A hamburger.
A Wawa hoagie.
Sloppy Joe.
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
The sandwich you make the day after Thanksgiving when you just put everything on white bread.
Yep.
Mm.
Counts. Mm-hmm. Or a roll or a dinner roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a Thanksgiving slider.
I can't think. All I could think of is mushroom sandwich, and that's not a thing. So I'm just.
Put your gosh darn hand up.
Yes, it is.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. Kayla says no.
You can't have a bologna and cheese.
Kayla says no. I'm sorry.
Right, there's so many options, but I just all I could think of was just like a pile of mushrooms in between bread, but like not.
If it was on a bao bun, you'd pay David Chang like $95 for a case.
I mean, Shay Shack has a fried mushroom burger.
They do.
I know, but I didn't it. I just said mushroom sandwich. That's not a thing.
No, it's Kevin. It's you the are fact
enough.
That you
Kevin,
knew
you're enough.
No, you knew in your mind. A mushroom he wasn't melt? Cheating. He knew in his mind that it was just a pile of mushrooms on bread, and that's not a sandwich. I'm sorry.
It was a struggle meal. It was a can of mushrooms on Wonder Bread.
Unless you called it a forager. If you we're named it and you said him. The forager, then I would say, what's that? And if you told me, I would agree with it.
It's like three totally. Types of canned mushrooms.
They were uncooked mushrooms. Like you ripped the plastic off of it, pour it onto bread, and that was what I was thinking.
Kevin, so never go to a dinner party at Kevin's.
So good.
Okay, yeah, Kevin, you know, a lot of people say that, like, you know, bring a potluck item, and we're going to have you bring the, like, paper products.
Right.
You know why. You know why.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Kevin, it's your turn to pick a category.
You're like Aunt Kathy. She's like, I got the casserole. You're like, no, we got it. We got it, girl. We covered it. Just get the paper.
We need ice.
That's amazing. Okay, so my category for this one is movies.
Titanic. Oh, we're not done.
Hold on. Hold on.
Your category is movie. You said it with a question at the end. You said movies.
Kathy Bates, Leonardo, and I'm tapping out.
Superhero movies. That's my category.
Superhero
movies.
Okay. Got it.
Not Marvel specific. Wonderful.
Just any kind of superhero movie.
Got it.
Like
great.
Gay superheroes, like Devil Wears Prada, or like actual superheroes.
Like classic, like actual comic book style superheroes.
Got it. Word. I'm ready.
Okay. I can't do Sophie's Choice because of Meryl, but that acting is like not in this world.
Correct. That's super. That's
true. Jay, you may begin.
Remember, rapid.
Okay. The Hulk.
You choking on something? Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Okay, technically that's not a movie. Technically,
it is a movie.
Okay, anyway, I'm so sorry. Pootie Tang.
What? It's not. Wait, can I just ask? What do you mean it's not a movie?
Pootie Tang is a movie.
I thought I was thinking about Floop, the Spy Kids, and then I got confused.
Rapid
Keep
fire.
Keep going. Rapid fire.
Floop is Steve from Blue's Clues.
It's not. That's okay. Alan Cummings. What are you talking about?
Are you dead ass right now?
Alan Cummings is Steve from Blue's Clues.
Are you dead ass?
Oh,
no, you can't be.
Rapid fire.
Okay, The Incredibles.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil.
Yep.
The Avengers.
Spider-Man.
Air Bud.
That's gotta count.
That's a dog superhero.
A dog is basketball. That dog is crazy good.
I'll give it to you. The Incredibles too.
No.
Yes. And so Flipper and Rin Tin Tin, they save people.
Then I'm out. Yeah. I got two dirty dogs.
No. Dirty hands. It counts. You're not out.
They're still going.
Keep going.
The Blade.
Everybody's good. Okay.
And I know who Alan Cumming is, listeners. Go ahead.
Elektra.
Wonder Woman. The 1984 one.
Okay, sure.
Black Panther.
Catwoman.
Yeah. Batman versus Superman.
Freddy.
Superman, the movie.
I'm gonna be. Shang-Chi.
That was a great movie.
It was
Freddy Krueger versus Jason.
One of them has to be the superhero, right?
Yeah, they both have really kind of crazy powers.
If it's one versus one, whatever guy wins is a good guy.
Batman versus Superman, nobody was like, oh, yeah, one of them's not a superhero.
Well, that's because they literally both.
Wolverine.
Edward Scissorhands.
Get her out.
Jay spit up.
Now always call him my favorite superhero.
If we're keeping track, Silver Gala has Pootie Tang, Air Bud, and Edward Scissorhands. I don't know what this draft is, but I want to be on that team.
Could you imagine though if it was Avengers style movie and the people that came to save the day were Pootie Tang, Air Bud, and Edward Scissorhands? They are just one good script away from literally being Avengers.
Fighting Freddy Krueger.
The Avengers.
Yo, this is a hit. This is a hit.
Oh my God, I can't watch Freddy kill a dog.
I'm sorry, I'll clean your feet.
Well, he's not going to win.
Air Bud? Okay. I think Air Bud's going to come out victorious. Like, no one harms him.
Yes.
You're just
exactly. That's what Kevin just said. You can't watch him kill a dog. He will exactly. Not.
Oh, yeah, totally, Kev.
It would be it. Like a dragon, you know, like the Dragon Ball thing where they're like, Gomer, and they would have a Super Bowl. And then once they saw the dog, they would just put it on themselves. Like, what are you going to do? I'm sorry, because that would make you the bad
retriever.
Person.
We
but for the record, out. Kayla has two dirty hands and she's out. I don't remember how, but is that what happened?
Move on to the next game. I think it's best.
But I just want to say, actually, Air Bud wouldn't be, he would be a better villain than a superhero because as a villain, if you
say it in
him,
a Shakespearean couplet.
If the dog you kill upon the log would make you a villain after all. Oh. There's a couplet. Did I need more? I don't know how long a sonnet is.
Oh, I meant to say a sonnet. Did I say a sonnet?
Please look
from the tape back. Edit
this. All right. I think this round is over.
Rapid fire.
My super short show.
And now you know.
Yeah, right?
I'm writing my name with the microphone.
Ryan, you haven't picked a category yet, so I'm just going to say that you pick the next one, and then it's...
And Kayla's out.
Round. Yeah, Kayla's out with
if I just set this out.
And let's just call this a lightning round.
Yeah, sounds good.
You're back in.
Everyone a dirty hand.
Everyone has one dirty hand because of getting off assignment, and the teacher made everyone have a dirty hand.
Sure. Okay, sounds good. I'm going to go with dog breeds.
Love it.
Great. I will start you off.
Oh, yeah.
And Air Bud is not acceptable.
Got it.
Golden Receiver is, though?
Sounds like a bottom.
Air Bottom Golden Receiver?
Oh, my God. That's my Halloween costume. That is my new Halloween costume. Golden Receiver.
It's a good drag name.
You know what? I'm never going to write again because literally that's the greatest thing that's ever been created. Air Bottom.
And it's still about a dog, though. That's the crazy part.
Oh, no.
And it's like, you know, like that Dorian Corey thing that we all keep seeing the advertisements for on Instagram. It's just a man dressed in a pup suit.
I'm sorry. That's just your algorithm. You just played yourself.
If you're not getting Dorian Corey Paris is Burning immersive theater experience, check your content and figure out who you're following.
Wow. So look at that.
I'm putting my hand up and I'm going to be out because we shouldn't do my category because that's going to dilute your incredible joke.
Yeah, no, that was so good. That was so
great. Then pick a new category. Brian's out. There's just four of us.
Okay. I'm out. I'll
pick a category. Wow, Kimberly came to play.
Kayla's out too, but whatever.
I'm still going to cause mayhem.
Let's do...
Kimberly, just drink her wine with two hands.
Just do Sondheim musicals.
Oh, no, good
warm
one.
Drinks. Warm drinks. Warm drinks.
Be cozy. I'll start.
Sondheim musicals or warm drinks or both. A Sondheim musical paired with a warm drink is the category.
Oh, perfect.
Wait, that is the category. 1,000%. Yeah,
a cozy Sondheim night.
Brian, who starts?
You do, Kimberly.
Great. I will give you a little night music with a hot buttered rum.
I'm after you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm ready. Company and hot toddies.
Yes.
Barely we roll along with some lemon tea.
Okay. Okay, I blacked out when you guys were describing this, and I have no idea what's going on right now. Oh, I love it. Keep going. Okay. Come back.
So we're going to have passion with a hot mocha.
Ooh, honey. Triggered.
I will give you... Into the woods with a mulled wine.
You literally read my exact mind, and I'm so here
nothing.
For it. I'm,
no,
I'm so
nothing.
Excited, but I'm still going to give you the baker's wife and hot cider.
Yeah.
Isn't that Stephen Schwartz?
Schwartz.
Oh, shit! My dirty hand on the Sondheim category.
All right, pick a category. It's me, Kevin, and Anissa for the win.
All right.
Granted, you did steal mine. I just want people to know.
From your own brain.
She has ESPN over there, and she got it right out of my head. Okay, yeah. The category is car parts.
Oh, God.
Why would you do Anissa like that?
I don't think.
All right, Anissa starts.
Anissa, you go first.
Engine.
Steering wheel.
Mm-hmm. Tire.
Windshield.
Windshield wiper.
What I was going to say. The gear shift.
Horn.
The shaft.
the seats.
The emergency brake.
Hands. Mirror.
Which mirror?
All of them.
No more Descendants 2 off.
The exhaust
set of the mirrors.
The exhaust pipe.
Ooh, triggered again.
A muffler?
Yeah, triggered again. Okay.
Gear shift.
I already said that.
You said that. That's how they said the shaft.
We're down to the final two.
You're out.
Wait, out.
But I only have one dirty hand.
Doesn't matter.
I gave everyone a hand for shenanigans.
The category
is... I am shocked that nobody quoted Grease Lightning and just like sang through the lyrics.
I don't know.
Did they mention car parts?
All I know for Grease Lightning is
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I'm a background T-Bird, you know?
Exactly.
That guy. So I didn't get a solo. I'm just like, go. Elbow.
Elbow.
I feel like I felt the part for like the basses, which are the altos of the male world. Because you're like, go, elbow, go.
Hey, TikTok kids, do you need a new dance? Well, we got you one. Go.
doo-dee-doo. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. That's for the Grease mashup with Tiger King.
And then he says, ay, ay, ay.
Where the Tiger King meets Carol Baskin for a summer romance, and then they go their separate ways to start their feud.
Stop talking, because you actually have $1 million idea, and we need to keep this under wraps.
Okay, the last category is Shakespearean plays. Go. Ooh.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Midsummer Night Dream.
Othello.
Romeo and Juliet.
A Winter's Tale.
Merry Wives of Windsor.
All's Well That Ends Well.
Much Ado About Nothing.
Henry V.
She's All That.
She's All That.
That's She's the Man.
Thank that's, you. That's what I'm
she's saying. The Man, aka As You reference. Like It.
No, it's Twelfth Night.
No, it's Twelfth Night.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But
I miss Amanda.
I miss Amanda.
And whatever, Shakespeare and shit.
Alien.
Amanda, please.
Amanda Bynes starring in Twelfth Night? She did?
She's the Man.
She's the Man.
She is the Man.
Oh, my God. It's based on it Twelfth is Night.
Yeah. It's a spectacular film, actually.
Wow. That just blew my mind.
Oh, my God.
Kimberly, you won.
Kimberly, you won
your own
game.
Come on.
Won in a very long time. This is
you
very
have
exciting.
To rap, Kimberly. You have to rap
it's
about
rigged.
It. Freestyle Love Supreme episode. Rap about it.
I don't know how to do that, so I will just drink my wine.
Somehow that's the right answer.
Do you know where else?
Can you do the Nickelodeon thing?
Can you hit me with some more wine, sir?
What'd you say, Kevin? I'm sorry.
Kayla, can you do the Nickelodeon thing?
Which one?
The like, boom, doo, 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 like
ASMR.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, is it, I only know Doug. What is Nickelodeon? Oh, like, Nickelodeon. Hi, I'm Face. You guys remember Face?
Nick is kids.
Love yeah. Face.
Love Face. I hope he's doing okay.
That one, did guys, did we all cry at Steve from Blue's Clues coming back to us?
Yeah.
I literally started and I had to pause because I said I'm not emotionally ready for this.
I mostly appreciate the people that are doing rebuttals, asking him where he's been, telling him that they don't want his apologies. They thought that they shouldn't have walked
it's
out.
It's too little,
they,
too late.
They left them wait. Like their daddies when they went to the store and never came back. And a lot of kids on Twitter are upset, so I think that that's really funny.
It's been amazing.
It's good content. Thank you, Steve.
I've been standing by on Mrs. Salt, and I mean Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper's Instagram for a long time, and I haven't heard any statements yet, but they were advocating for interracial relationships forever. And when they gave birth to Paprika, that was groundbreaking. We need to give them their flowers too. Where are the salt and the pepper containers?
What about Paprika?
Spices matter.
Spices matter.
Season both sides of the chicken or I don't want it.
Do you know where else we spice it up though?
Where?
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
Kevin's corner.
So, welcome to Kevin's Corner, the part of the show where I get to do whatever I want because it's my corner and that's what I get to do.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
Baby in the corner.
Yes, we all in the corner today.
So, exactly. And the three of you, I'm so excited, especially because you're in the same place, because I thought what would be a fun little Kevin's Corner game is that I'm going to give you guys random household items and have you improv a jingle for like said item for a commercial.
Great. Love
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
So excited. Look at his face.
So we're going to start. So get ready. So like you're all ready to go. You're all ready.
We're ready.
So the product that we're going to be selling is a television.
To everybody out there that's feeling lonely, I got something for you. And it's a big old box. And it's here to say,
hey everybody, tune on in today.
Tune on in.
Big old screen and it's flashing your
way. Flashing your way.
America, we like a big screen.
A big screen.
Come on down. You know what I mean?
Get your
TV.
Get your TV. Get your TV.
Come to Ted's TV store.
Get your TV and come watch it with me.
Come on down to Ted's TV store. Left off Dixie Highway.
TV 788888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888888
That was the best commercial I've ever heard.
Would you buy a TV from us?
Would you come to Ted's TV store?
Absolutely. Ted.
Could it clean up anything?
Sounds really good.
I like it. I remember the phone numbers. That really helps.
8-8
Hit 8 until it starts to ring.
Press 8 till you hear Ted talking back.
Yeah. All right. You hit enough 8s. Let's go.
All right. Where's the TV going? Where's it going?
All right, hit us. What's the next one?
Some old person just kept hitting 8. Ted's like, I'm here. Hello. Stop pushing your phone. Okay. So the next item that I would like you to sell for me.
Is this the TV number?
I want to watch Family Feud.
I'm waiting on my match game.
The next item that I'd like you to sell is a fruit salad.
Fruit.
That's it. That's actually the, that's right,
let's
it.
No, we're starting next, with the vocals on this.
Next.
Yeah, do you want me to be back? Yeah. No. We're just all going to start with the vocals.
3, 2, 1, go. Fruit. I'm a potato, but you know what would taste better if I was a banana. Yeah.
I don't like this one. Cancel it.
Oh my god.
I was waiting for the melody to be found, and
you could have been anything in the world.
And I picked a potato.
We're done with fruits. Fruits are over. Vegetables for life.
My favorite.
Yeah, we actually come from
PSA. Fruits have lots of internal sugar, and we want to keep you from being diabetic. Put some more vegetables in your diet, folks.
This is fruit propaganda.
I want to be in the pitch meeting when the like advertising exec is like, "Art, picture it. It's a commercial for fruit, but it stars a potato."
It's actually, and it's got a lot of dogs in the background woofing fruit.
Little Nas X dressed up as the costume with the
makeup. Okay, we need one more redo. We need a fruit redo.
Please, we gotta
one more, please.
So the next one that you're gonna sell, you're selling a specific charm school.
A specific charm school? like Monique's charm school?
Yes, okay, Monique's charm school.
Monique's charm school, okay.
Doom, 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 doom.
First of all, you shouldn't have been talking ghetto to me.
You dusty.
Oh, you dusty. I wish somebody could teach us how to relate. Well, yay, if you're feeling like a freak. My name is Monique.
Come on.
And I'm gonna teach you how to act. Just a ratchet girl till I found Monique, and she taught me how to not be a freak. I went down to her charm school, and now I know how to follow the rules. I eat my salad with a little fork, and I've been on a date with 3 dorks. Oh, come down to charm school, we will teach you how to feel so cool.
Charm school located in Lafayette Broadway 225-866. We also located in the same place as Ted's TV, so come on down and get your potato fruit salad.
Charm school, they make you better, make it worse. We don't really know anyway. Bye.
I'm a potato. I'm a potato.
And that's been Kevin's Corner.
This is
wow.
As I recover from Kevin's Corner, we just actually have to say that Freestyle Love Supreme is coming back to Broadway October 7th. Go get your tickets, freestylelovesupreme.com. Obviously, like, I don't think we need to talk about it anymore, because like this is just the tip of the iceberg of what a fun wild night you'll have. But anything any of the 3 of you want to say about Freestyle Love Supreme? That you haven't already said it's the best hour.
Yes, Anissa has been burping on mute for the last 2 minutes, and I can't let her get away with this, because it's why we can't talk.
But
Anissa,
listen,
do you have anything to say about it?
No, I thought that was a beautiful. You did great, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you for your corner.
That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
It had all the right angles.
You all do come to see the show, because honestly, this is what it's all about. It's having stupid fun with your friends and getting paid for it.
Yep. And no. Cut out the getting paid for it part, because we love to get paid, but honestly, it really is a cool moment, because we get to be ourselves when we perform with FLS.
Be yourself.
Yeah, you get to be yourself. Like, you know, like you, where are you playing yourself? as a character. You know, the audience is fueling everything.
And the audience is playing themselves.
And the audience is playing themselves, too. So it's truly this collaborative moment that rarely happens in a tangible way in a theater space on Broadway.
Like, we cannot have the show without you. And if you've all learned anything tonight, is one, that Air Bud crossover would be the best movie ever. But two, whatever story or tale or anything that you want to tell us will not be as embarrassing as us three together. So that we hope we're inviting everyone to our show to not only be people watching our show, to really be participants. Raise your hand, like, tell us your suggestions, because a show can't happen without you. Come and tell us that embarrassing moment that you wish you could do over. Tell us the songs in your life. Like, don't be afraid to speak up when you're in our show, because our show is not only a space to have fun and make music, but it's also a chance for you as the watcher and the listener to be a part of our crew and practice just like getting out the wildest things that you can imagine, because all we're going to do to it is support you and yes and you as your fellow crewmates, really, as the audience members on stage.
We won't tell you that it's a fruit salad if you show up with potatoes.
If you come as a potato, we'll do it. A potato salad is a salad.
It is.
Well, so
if you put raisins in it, it's a fruit salad, but you can't come to my cookout.
Do people put raisins and potatoes on?
Girl.
It's a raisin
thing. It's a,
that is unacceptable.
Unacceptable, kind of like a nut baby. Territory this is at not that ambrosia.
Cut the mics. Everyone cut the mics.
As listeners, as you guys can tell, like, these people are incredibly talented. Like, we're just having fun doing silly stuff, but like,
so embarrassed.
Some of those jingles were like literally TV ready right away. I mean, I don't know about the fruit one.
Yeah, the fruit one.
Listen. Yeah. The fruit one's still working out the kinks, but like the other
one, TV one is ready though. We sold a couple TVs.
Also, Monique, if you're out there and you got a charm school, we are ready to sell you this jingle.
I mean, you did it for on VH1. If you want that charm school back again, Monique.
Oh my God.
We are ready to record.
I was pumpkin.
Well, that does bring us to the end of our episode. The one thing I'll have to say is that we're gonna have to do this live at some point, because this was too much fun.
That's dangerous.
I can redeem myself.
I will make it worse.
You can per diem yourself.
I said redeem myself.
Oh, and per diem ourselves in person. Any kind of canned wines our lovely sponsors would like to drop off at the location or Four Loko.
next episode is us in Four Loko and Man Can Wines.
Yeah, oh, Man Can.
Man
just
can?
Hearing those that words. It was called Man Can.
So it was Man Can.
It was called Man Can. It was wine being like marketed toward men.
Because men don't already dominate the actual wine industry. Don't get me started.
It was Man Can, so it was cans of wine for men. So it had a picture of like an old man walking like an old dog down like a dirt road. And it was like, drink the wine with man.
Yeah, you don't have to drink beer when your wife has yummy wine. You can try the wine too in middle America.
It's but here it is, put it in a koozie.
Yeah, as long as it's in a koozie, nobody knows you're drinking girl juice.
Yeah, just know that the alcohol volume is way higher than it can of beer.
You might fall asleep in your lobster and get sent home.
You might fall asleep in your lobster and be sent home early from dinner.
You might wake up wearing a little Nas X wine bottle. Who knows?
Anyway, it's really pretty.
It is beautiful. It's shout really out to Wolfer Wine. Wolfer. I know you have a canned wine, and it sounds a lot better than Man Can, and you're based in New York. If you're listening, Wolfer, here we are.
Hey, before we leave, Brian, can you tell us one thing that's written on that board behind you?
Yeah, sure. I need to edit our 300th episode, and I need to edit our episode.
We're on the 300th episode. It's three of us.
It's not us. We're the 301. We really messed that up.
No, you guys are.
Actually, you might be 301. I don't know.
You're 297.
I really hope for editing we are 300.
This is 297.
Womp womp.
Yo, 300, we gonna be waiting for you outside the Zoom.
Yeah.
Hey, I just have to say to our beautiful hosts with the absolute most, thank you for having us. Thank you for being so cordial as we just said weird things to each other.
As we just plowed through your format.
And also, just as a tip, maybe in the future when you invite multiple individual guests, just put in the email, don't let them stay in the same room together.
And don't let them be friends. And just like make it like
them, let
literally
them hate
Glenn
each other.
Close, Patti LuPone from two different parts of the country.
I encourage you to listen to the episodes where we were all in person and it was all like that.
I have, and that's why I was like, thank you, Chris. I want my own microphone.
Thank you, everybody. We love you. Thank you to
God. Well, we would just get drunk in studio spaces.
I can't wait. We're so close. We're on the brink, but you got to get vaccinated and wear your masks.
Hey guys, can we wrap it with one last cheers? Put your drinks to the camera. If you're at home listening to this by yourself, episode 297,
or
maybe more,
for your homies right
tap
on the keyboard.
Tap your glass to the computer. I hope you're drinking something with us. And if you're not drinking, at least drink water.
Yeah,
stay
if
hydrated,
you're drinking,
folks.
Drink water. That's right. That's right. Because you know
shout
what?
Out to Nonsense.
Cheers. Cheers. Well, as we end every episode, we say, Zootuwa.
Cheers.
I know it might sound crazy.
To you.
I need freedom, sweet freedom, and I know it might be sound strange. I believe it can change. That is freedom from Pretty Woman. That is our quote. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Oh my God, I'm going to take one quick picture for Instagram.
Come take a picture.
You
got to get in the picture, Kayla.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.